USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More states are preparing to lift coronavirus restrictions this week against the warnings of many public health experts. Colorado, Mississippi, Minnesota, Montana, and Tennessee are joining other states in what amounts to a science experiment. WCBS reporter Steve Burns says New York is still taking things slowly.
With numbers still headed in the right direction.
As long as we act prudently going forward, the worst should be over.
It's that prudent action that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is focusing on.
We're going to reopen in phases.
Phase one is low-risk construction and manufacturing.
Phase two would then be more a business-by-business analysis.
Cuomo's expecting businesses to develop plans.
How would you do your business in this new normal?
As for when these phases might start, Cuomo says it's still too early to tell.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Centers for Disease Control has now named some new official symptoms for COVID-19. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has added 6 new symptoms to the official list of possible signs for the coronavirus. Previously, the CDC only noted fever, cough, and shortness of breath as official symptoms. The agency has updated the list to include chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and a new loss of taste or smell. Shortness of breath has also been changed to shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. A runny nose rarely occurs with COVID-19, and sneezing is still not a symptom of the virus. On the CDC website, it says people with COVID-19 have had a wide range of symptoms reported, ranging from mild symptoms to very severe illness. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The risk of catching viruses, including COVID-19, can be increased when you touch your face. Yet studies have shown that people actually touch their faces more than 16 times an hour. USA's John Clemens reports.
Touching your face that often can increase the odds of spreading the germs between frequent hand washing. Rick Heller at Welko Incorporated is an infectious disease expert.
Washing your hands is to get the junk off your hands because you're going to touch your face. You're going to wipe your eyes, their mucous membranes there at your tear duct where often you might scratch. And so you might self-inoculate or, self-infect.
I'm John Clemens.
A recognizable country singer has passed away. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
One of the Statler brothers has passed away. Harold Reed sang bass for the country music quartet that had a string of hits on the country charts spanning 3 decades. They rose to fame in the 60s with the 1965 hit Flowers on the Wall. Reed also sang backup for Johnny Cash. A statement on the group's website says Reed will always be loved by his family, friends, and millions of fans. He died Friday of kidney failure in his hometown in Virginia at the age of 80. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.